You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
One of these days, you're finally gonna shut up. Just have to believe it.
And Daryl.
No, you don't need to stay a while and listen. You must have me confused with someone else.
Greetings and welcome to episode 133 of The Training Dummies, recorded on June 21st, 2016. My name is Daryl, and I enjoy finding the clips for our intros now that we're doing each other's. I really, really enjoy that.
I'm not even sure what was going on in that one, though, but I'll take it.
I also want to say that as we get this started, that it was 4 years ago today, I think, that we recorded our very, very first episode.
What? Is that today? Holy crap.
Well, it's...
That's the real reason I'm drinking bubbly right now.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We posted it on the 22nd, which means we recorded it probably on the 21st.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That is
incredible. Dude, happy anniversary.
I know. Man. Oh, hey, that deserves a... All right, so you've all heard Rob, and that other voice is a guest that we've had numerous times and always enjoy having on the show. So let's give a warm Training Dummies welcome for B from Ask Mr. Robot.
I want to say that this is the fourth time that we've had B on.
I should come on this day every year and celebrate your anniversary with you guys.
Oh, I just think that's interesting that we...
All right, let's schedule it. We have a... Let's put it on the spreadsheet.
Putting up my Google Calendar here.
If this is the fourth... If it's our four-year anniversary and the fourth time we've had V on, then that's...
There we go.
At least the stars are talking to us, for sure. Like, Libra or Scorpio, wrong. Somebody's saying something.
I could be making things up. I've done that.
I think it might even be more than four. I'm not even sure. It's possible.
We have so much fun. I keep losing count.
There you go. All right, so bonus questions. We don't really need to do the interview, our normal interview, as we've talked to you so many times. I think everyone who listens has a good idea of who you are and what you do. I'm Rob. Do you have any bonus questions?
V, what's the thing you're most looking forward to in Legion so far?
Oh, man.
Since that's kind of what we're getting into a little bit tonight.
Right. Yeah. I'd say raiding again, because we haven't been raiding for a while.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really have a mythic team. I mean, we have some people that could, you know, that are definitely mythic. I'm not one of those. But, you know, to, like, have a full mythic team requires serious dedication. And a lot of our, like, you know, friends type of raiders probably wouldn't make the cut. You know, likely myself included, and we're just like, I don't want to get into that. So we just dabbled in it, and then we're just like, okay, well, we'll just hang out and do other things and in game together occasionally. So for a few months now, we haven't been raiding, and I miss it.
So you are for sure going to be raiding in Legion?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Okay. I was trying to figure out if I needed to
recruiting
you right now or not.
Yep, which is our small little team. We're not fancy. You would think, like, Ask Mr. Robot would have, like, the world's best, like, team, and we'd be, like, maybe, like, world fifth.
No, you'd be surprised. We, you know, people assume that since we do this podcast that we kind of also fall along those lines, but we don't. Not at all.
Yep, same here.
Well, you guys...
Friends. I like it.
You guys, I can understand, because from what I gather, it's a lot of work to keep that website up, so you don't have all the time in the world to be rating Mythic and the time requirement that takes. So it makes sense to me that you're not.
Yeah, especially when it matters for, like, you know, competition, because when everyone's really getting into it is when we're making sure everything works and fixing bugs and keeping up to date with patches. And so then it's like, once that settles down, it's like, oh, okay, now we can do it. Mm-hmm. Our raid team is so good to us. When we put it together, we're like, okay, guys, here's the deal. You know, when patches and stuff come out, you're going to want to raid that night. We can't. I mean, you can, but we're not going to be there with you. So you're going to be missing three of us the first week of every patch. And they're like, yeah, no problem. So thank you, team, for making that possible.
All right.
What about you?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I have any bonus questions. I don't think so. I have questions on the topic later, but as for bonus...
I have a I have a bonus question for myself. Can I do that?
Sure, go right
ahead. That's amazing. Yes, you okay. can.
Someone should ask me what I'm doing outside of Mr. Robot.
V, what are you doing outside of Ask Mr. Robot?
Oh, I'm really glad you asked. No, I actually decided I needed a non gaming hobby because, you know, I spend time at the computer all day, and then I spend time at the computer for my hobby. So I actually decided to launch a food blog. It's not live yet. I'm working on it.
Although, oh, man. I was like, where? Send me.
Yeah,
send me.
Although I'm a little sad that it does require a lot of computer time to, like, edit things and stuff all the time. But hey, for an extra 30 minutes while I'm cooking dinner, I get to take photos.
Nice.
So I'm actually really excited about that. And when it's ready, I'll have to send you guys a link.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's my question to myself.
That's perfect. I've considered doing that several times, especially just because I live in the Austin area. It doesn't necessarily have to be cooking, even though I do a lot of that. Mm-hmm. There's just so much food out here that it's, I don't know, it's pretty wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, that's what, same with the Bay Area. So it's one of those where it's like foodies all over.
Yes.
Food everywhere. Yeah. It's hard not to just have a love affair with food when you live in those kinds of cities.
Gosh, yeah. I'm sure people are wondering exactly what's going on tonight and why we're having you back on. But before we get into that...
This is Marcus from Legend Style Podcast, Guildmaster of Legends Anonymous, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
I think that's what you're hinting at, right? Play that?
Yep, it was. Okay. Yeah, totally. Man, it's like we've done this before. If you guys have any questions or comments or want to find out what we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Daryl is at Hind_TTD. And I think he's about to start a parody account for his cat after last week.
Oh, so. Nice.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, you've already got the angry cat avatar and everything. So.
Right. That's funny.
So, V, you, it's funny, I feel like I'm just going to go into verbatim what we were talking about before we started, but what's happened, in my opinion, is that every expansion, WoW changes a little bit, and you guys over at Mr. Robot go, oh, crap, now we have to do this, or what do we, you know, like, it just keeps evolving, and, you know, so I feel like that's kind of happened again. And is that what you're feeling? Is that what's going on with the latest iteration? Yeah. Want to get into that a little bit? Or?
Sure, it's a little bit of both. So we actually, funny story, which we'll get into this topic. We actually launched as a simulator as our very 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 first product. I don't know if anybody remembers that we had the Auto Puncher 5000, and it was it was a druid and I think a death knight simulator. It was pretty awesome. The graphics were pretty 1980. It was fabulous.
I love it.
And nice. It was like 5 years ago. And we did it actually, our developer and designer did it as like a fun little project to try to win a competition with Microsoft for your Silverlight. We didn't win. But they just put it out there and were like, hey, if any of our guild members or anybody wants to use this, go ahead. And then it just got picked up by like all these WoW fans. And we had like 100,000 people in like 2 weeks. And then in a few months, it was 1 million. And I was working at Dig at the time. If anyone remembers Dig.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
No longer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, you know, guys, this doesn't happen. Like if people normally visit a website and then never come back, like everyone's coming back. So that's when we decided to make it a real thing, and we quickly realized maintaining the simulator, we were not ready for that. So that's when we went to do the optimizer. Mm-hmm. And then that coincided well with reforging, because reforging was out and nobody had really solved that problem well. And so that's when we were like, well, let's solve it. And then they took away reforging and we were like, oh. And then 30 seconds later, hey, wait, that means we have time to work on a real project, because the reforging algorithm was getting so beastly to still run it fast that it took like 3 months to rewrite the thing just to even keep it up to speed. Mm-hmm. So we knew we had spare time, and so we came out with the combat logs. And so now with this expansion, since they aren't putting anything new in that breaks our stuff, we knew we had time to work on another new project that we really had wanted to do, and that's the new simulator that we launched today. So good timing. So it's kind of this like cross. It's kind of a cross between like adapting while also having time, because you know there's downtime right between the raids when nothing's changing, and so every expansion we tend to have like 6 months to do something cool and big.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's so that's how we do it.
Okay, so you guys are getting into the simulation thing.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. So, it's not named the Auto Puncher 5000. I wanted to call it Simnado. I wanted to call it Simnado, but I didn't know if like people would pick up on. If you want to try to get that name to spread, I'll support it.
Hey, I might.
Hey,
right?
We have a show title now.
Awesome. Simnado. Done.
Simnado.
That's amazing.
Nice.
All right, so I guess with it getting into simulation, Is all the gear and optimizing and all that, that's still going to be a thing?
Oh, yes. Very good question. So we'll still have the optimizer. All the features we have there now, we're still going to have. So we're adding to it. But one of the hopes behind building the simulator is that we'd be able to integrate it with the gear optimizer
mm-hmm.
and do things like accurately rank trinkets. And then, you know, like with a simulator, instead of doing stat weights for the trinkets, we can use a simulator for like those things, set bonuses. And then also, you know how there's like a default set of stat weights, and then maybe there's one for tier 18, and you can manually pick between them. What we hope we can also do with the simulator is be like, hey, here's 50 sets of stat weights, and we'll automatically know which one we should pick for you based on the gear.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, like gear and talents. Now, that's still, my developer's probably going to kill me, but that's still in development.
Hey, he's playing Overwatch. He can't get back.
We don't know exactly how it's going to work out with these kinds of features, but that's our hope, is that the simulator helps us improve on the optimizer.
So, that's one awesome thing that for me seems to come up pretty much every time we have the Mr. Robot conversation, though, is a little bit about how tanking and healing works, and how that's a little bit different for trying to math things out, since a lot of it is to feel, you know, like
right, it's very
what
feely.
Feels good for you. Has any of that changed then with being able to integrate the simulation side of things?
Yeah, and so we wanted to do a lot more with logs. We did a little bit with logs for healing and tanks. I know that the fun healing thing I liked in the logs was when we would show you the last time, you know, when somebody died, every death report showed how much healing they got, and then how, like, the last time they healed before they died or got healed. So it's like, if they went 5 seconds without getting healed, you can probably say that it's your healer's fault. But if they went like 0.1 second, like if they were always getting healed, it's like, don't quite blame. Maybe you were standing on fire. That's
sketchy territory. You never know. We have people like this run away like out of too far
out of range. Yeah. I know, right? So we did a little bit with that with logs, but we realized that to really do more, we're hoping the simulator can fill that gap. And so right now, today we launched for all DPS specs. And we actually have a lot of things spec'd out for how to handle healing and tanking that we hope to have ready sometime in July.
Nice.
Awesome.
So, and I don't think there's any healing simulations out there right now. So we hope to
be able
to.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so we hope to be able to solve it. But at the same time, it's such new territory that it'll be interesting to see how everybody reacts to the first things we put out and then adapt based on how people are like, oh, but what if we did this or that? And so that'll actually be a really fun project, too, to like work with the community and create something that we all like and need.
I know you've done a few kind of demo things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough to get in on and be able to watch some of those. What's some of the main, I don't know if the word feedback is right. What's some of the main things you've gotten so far that people are excited about or people have questions about?
So far I'm hearing two main things, and then hardcore people like a third. So the big thing that everyone seems to really like is the idea of having every individual boss ready in the simulator. So instead of saying like, oh, we're going to simulate against an AoE target or a pure single target boss, we're actually going to have a model for every Legion boss. And I think that'll help a lot, because you know, a lot of times you'll like see arguments on forums where it's like, well, no, I think this is the best trinket. No, I think this is the best trinket, or this is the best talent. And then some guy comes in and is like, well, it doesn't matter because you can't trust the simulations. It's like, well, but it's the best model we have. You can't trust, you know, your two logs either, because that's only two data points, right? You can't trust your feel. So sure, it's not perfect, but it's the best we have. And so we actually hope to be able to kind of jump in there and be like, well, actually, no, now we do have a simulation for every boss. And if you disagree with the way we set up the boss, every boss can have 20 scripts if we want. It can have a melee and a ranged and a team who has strategy A and a team with strategy B. So it's totally endless. And then nice. I think that'll be cool to be able to, yeah, going back to the trinket thing, I know one of the reasons some people disagree with our trinket rankings is because we do it kind of across all bosses, but it's still a hypothetical, right? Whereas I know a lot of other people do it like specifically for, you know, either single target or AoE, and we're like, well, yeah, but there's a mix of all of the bosses. So to do justice to people, we feel like we should recommend the overall best one, not this one specific for AoE or single target. And so we think by having every boss in the simulator, be like, oh, you know, maybe on the gear optimizer, one idea we've had that we want to see if it works out is you can say, well, I'm fighting, you know, this is the boss we're dying on. So this is our progression boss. Tell me how to gear for that boss. And then we can say, oh, okay, well, you definitely want this trinket then and this talent and so on. So people are really excited for the boss scripts. And then the other big thing people seem to really like, which I wasn't sure because I wasn't sure if it was going to be a hardcore user feature or an everybody feature, are the spell rotations. You know, right now, like, most people are just using one spell rotation and basing everything off that. Mm-hmm. And so we made it like the super easy, at least as easy as possible, rotation editor. I mean, you still have to understand conditions, right? You have to know that if I have this buff, then yes, use Starfall or whatever. But otherwise, I don't want to use Starfall. So you still have to get those conditions in.
Mm-hmm.
But so far, just after we launched today, people are really adapting to that well. Like they do seem to think it's actually easy, and I was worried about it, but people are responding really positively and playing with it. You know, they've had a lot of questions for us, like, wait, how do I do this? And that's fine. Mm-hmm. But people seem to really, really like that, which made me super happy.
So you have a lot of pre-programmed rotations, or?
Yeah, so we have a basic one. They're not optimized. We have a basic one for all DPS specs. And so we're going to be working with people who are having fun playing with it. And when they beat ours, which shouldn't be too hard. I mean, we put smart ones in, but they're definitely not min-maxed. We'll work with them, and then we can update, you know, like add theirs in. So if you make one, we'll call it the training dummy rotation.
Nice.
There you go. And you can also just make your own and like say we're like, oh, it's just a minor tweak. We don't want to put that on the website for everybody to use. You can be like, that's fine, and you can paste it anywhere you want, and anyone can use your rotation then. So they're easily shareable. So you can go to your guild or make something for a friend and be like, dude, use this rotation based on how you play. Do this and make something custom.
You think you'll possibly be able to export them?
You mean export it to like add-on or something?
Yeah, like you're saying, I guess if you can cut and paste them and...
Oh, yeah, you just basically would, what you do is just share a link to the page, and then somebody else will come to that page and be like, I want to use it, and they just, like, add it to their favorites, and then they can start using it, too.
Nice. That sounds perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, so people seem to be having a lot of fun with it, so that's super cool, and even if, like, the thing I like about it is, you know, I don't really make rotations from scratch. I'm not one of these people who, like, figures out how to come up with them. But what I like is I can go see somebody's rotation and be like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. And I can I can read all their rules. And then I might be like, oh, like I was playing with rogues and it says, oh, if I have 5 combo points, use my finisher. And I might be like, well, but we're wasting a lot of combo points. What if I say, do it if you have 4 or more? You know, use it a little sooner, but forgo a little bit of extra DPS, but then I'm using it more often. Does that increase my DPS? I just click edit. I change 5 to 4. I hit save and go. And then I find my answer. Turns out it doesn't help. Whatever. But like somebody like me can just go in and like test these what ifs.
Yeah.
Really easy. So I thought. So the fact that people were picking up on that without me having to really tell them, like, was awesome. that people really are adapting to it pretty well. And then the third feature that the hardcore people really like is we're basically saving, well, we're going to save them time. It's not ready yet. We hope it's ready in a week or two. But you know, right now everything on our simulator is on the web, and then soon we're going to have a client, you know, a program you put on your computer to use your own computing power so you can do more rigorous stuff, because we can't let you do, like, we can't let you run a million simulations to test something on our servers. They'll crash.
You're right.
Yeah.
But you can do it on your computer if you want. So we're going to have that out, and that's fine. That, you know, SimSea has that too. But what we're doing is we're making it so you can use as many computers as you want at the same time. So, you know, because a lot of times these theory crafters will run, set up a whole bunch of simulations, and it takes like 12 hours to run, even on their beastly computers.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you like rope some of your friends into it, your mom, be like, hey, mom, just let me log into this thing on your computer. We can run against on 10 computers and get you an answer in a fraction of the time. So the hardcore people are pretty excited about that. If you don't run simulations that take 12 hours, it's not as exciting of a feature. So it's only for these people that run like something that takes 12 hours. If you save, like, take a minute down to like 10 seconds, I don't know how exciting it is, but
that's awesome.
So you mentioned, okay, I'll go.
No, yeah.
You mentioned SimSea. So why did you first decide to build your own simulator when SimSea was already out there?
Very good question. So we actually use SimSea a lot, and to get our stat weights, we wrote our own program to interface with SimSea to generate the stat weights automatically. You know, we basically would run, you know, a million different gear combinations through it, you know, automatically, and rinse and repeat, so we get a stable set of stat weights. Awesome program. And so we actually did look into contributing to it, but our developer hates C++, which is what it's programmed in. And he's like, oh, this is going to take me so long. I'm so rusty on this. And then the other thing is, you know, that program's been around for a long time. And just like Warcraft, what happens when something's around that long, you start to get into this, like, system where you're kind of, like, building on top of it, like patching things on top of it, right? When you really just want to, like, start over. And build it with all the lessons learned. Like, you know, when Warcraft came out, smartphones weren't really a thing. But can you imagine if they had built it now? Like, we'd probably have garrisons as a minigame on our phone and pet battles as a minigame on our phone. But I have a feeling their system just couldn't handle it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So SimSea's kind of at that state where they're still doing great, just like Warcraft. Like, it's still a fantastic game. But we realized starting from scratch and building something that meets today's demands would probably be a worthwhile project. And so that's when we decided to take the unique approach that we did. So we're trying to solve a couple of problems. One, while SimSea is an awesome program, it's really hard to verify how things are implemented, because you have to be able to read the C++ code. And so anyone who can read C++ can go in. The rest of us are like, what?
Yeah, I just, pretty much.
Shoot. And then the other thing that people have been doing is, you know, we're guilty too. You know, guides, you know, us and our stat weights, people aren't sharing the results of the simulations. You just have to trust they did it right. You have no idea what assumptions they made. And part of that's, you know, they don't have good sharing. Like, they have a really awesome report, but it's an HTML report, and then you have to download that, and then you have to host it somewhere, and they have to share it. And so who's going to do that when they're arguing on the forums? Right? So to solve those things, the whole idea was, can we build a wiki that has all of this information, and then somehow turn that wiki into code on demand to run a simulation? And I have no idea if anyone on the internet has ever done that before. They might have. I haven't researched it, but for us it was new, and it was a really cool project. So once we realized after a few months of developing that, yeah, we think we can do this, that's when we went hardcore on it. And so every spell is editable on like a wiki, you know, like on a spell database like WoWDB or WoWhead. You know, you can see information about the spell, right? It's just usually in the tooltip, and sometimes they have a little extra information, you know, in another part of the site or on that page. So we basically have that, except in a super, super, super detailed wiki, from the spell cooldown to the power use to if it crits, if it's an additive or a multiplicative, and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So anyone can go there, read it, and verify and be like, yeah, it's right or it's not. You know, we launched like 4 hours ago and we had somebody who's like, hey, I think you're assuming that this ability can crit, but it can't. And we're like, oh, cool. Well, they told us quickly because they could see it on the wiki and we're like, yep, mm-hmm. you're right. Let me go edit that. My bad.
That's great, though. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what it, that's this the community-driven content is really like kind of what gives you the edge, I guess.
Yeah, and so the other thing that so you mentioned the community stuff. So what we want to do is try to keep it up to date on our end. You know, this is our day job, so we're able to support people that way. So we wrote some programs that automatically grab game data and update these spells.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to try to keep it up to date, but A, if there's something wrong, you know, because we assume something wrong that's manual, they can tell us. Anyone can change it themselves, at least a version for them, which is cool because you might be like, hey, if I don't think that this class is very strong and I want to try to buff it, you can go and change these spells, buff it, simulate it, and send that to Blizzard. Blizzard's going to kill me if they hear this. like, you're like, no. Us, the robot
this
anymore.
Is how you fix druids, right here.
whoops.
Nice.
Please, no, Blizzard, I want you to listen to their show today, but I don't. They just skip right past this. No, we love you, Blizzard. Yeah, and so we think that's like a really big plus to be able to kind of truly open it up. And it's funny because SimCity's open source, right? And so it's totally ironic that it ends up feeling closed source to a lot of us because we can't read the code. Mm-hmm. It's not their fault. It's my fault. I don't know C++. So anyway, so that's the big thing. And then, yeah, anything you do on the wiki, like once you hit simulate, the wiki stuff turns into code and runs on demand, which was really cool. Like our developer had way too much fun, like figuring, can I do this?
Awesome.
Yeah. And then, so it really just like empowers people to play with it and use it themselves. And then everything's shareable. So like we mentioned earlier, if there's a rotation or even just a simulator output that you want to share with somebody, you're like, hey, I did this. And I think that because of this, you know, this talent is just as good as the other talent. You can just link to that page and mm-hmm. you don't have to do anything extra. And so I think those two things will go a long way for like fixing internet arguments. That's high hopes, man. That's a high bar. Fixed internet right. arguments. I should take that back. I didn't say that. Somebody's going to hold me to that.
I know. We heard it here first. The new Ask Mr. Robot will fix
internet. If we'll fix the internet. No one will ever give me in ever again. Because of wikis.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm pretty excited.
But you're going to ask something, Rob, before I jumped in with that. What was it?
You know what? I was going to head in kind of the same, okay. the same thing that you did. But I guess there's been a bit of a just – you know, there's people out there doing this same thing already, so it's kind of cool if you're able to do this and it's not you know, you're not taking away from anybody, you're just kind of adding
right.
you know, giving more to I don't know. I think the word community is so weird anymore, but
it's overused, but at the same time it's true, right? Uh-huh. Especially with Warcraft, we do have a good community. Yeah, you know, kind of like with logs, and that's interesting that you bring this up. So, because I was on your show when we talked about logs too, and we actually have a good relationship with the Kira from Warcraft Logs, and talked to him because his launch like just before ours. So both mm-hmm. of us have been working on it and not knowing that the other was working on it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked to him, and you know he was going in a really hardcore direction. You know, like with all of the query, you know, the query tools and stuff like that. And we had actually been intending to launch on a casual side first and then building in the hardcore tools. And so after talking to him, we're like, oh, okay, well, you're clearly good and talented and it looks like your site is here to stay. So, all right, why don't we focus on the casual? And we also had all that gear data. So, you know, cause it wasn't in the game. And so nobody else was grabbing gear data. Mm-hmm. So we needed an add-on to do that. And so we're like, okay, so we've got the gear niche and the casual side. And then he did kind of like the hardcore queries and the replays. And like, we could have made replays in a week, but we're like, why? Like, that's a jerk thing to do, right? Like, he did it. He had a cool idea. Good for you. And so it's nice because a lot of people upload to both sites.
Yep.
And, you know, some people use only ours. Some people use only his. I know Mythic Guild's like his because he has the query tools. Good. And so we actually keep in touch with them, and we've been working with them actually for some of the simulator information. You know, like we had asked him some questions about, I forget what it was, something that he knew because he had some logs, and he's like, yeah, here you go. Like, we share data, you know, help each other out. So that's cool. So we actually worked with some of the SimC people. We had a private beta for about a month that had like 50 people, and like 35 of them were from SimC, and a few were the top Mythic guilds, and then you guys and one other podcast. And so it's really cool because then we got a lot of their feedback, right? And so mm-hmm. a lot of them did some testing and gave us feedback, and we're pretty excited. But at the same time, the nice thing to hear was that a lot of them still are really, really interested in keeping SimC up to date because they enjoy it. You know, I don't want to read C++ code, but a lot of these people are like, I actually have fun doing it. It's like their little, you know, just like our developer had a fun time with this project. SimC people are like, but I think this is fun to solve. And so that project will definitely be supported. And so it's nice because now you've got two simulators that people can use whichever they prefer. Or what I really like is that now you have two that can kind of double check each other, right? Like, we get that all the time with Warcraft logs. Somebody will be like, oh, my thing says this on Warcraft logs, but it says this on AMR. Why? Mm-hmm. And one of the things, you know, one of the things we're able to point to, sometimes it's a bug on one of our sites. Sometimes it's things like, well, we have gear data. And so we were able to read things like, I don't know, what was it, like the healing trinkets that didn't attribute healing to yourself? We were able to attribute.
Oh, yeah, those leech trinkets and all that stuff.
Right, yeah, that's what it was, the leech trinkets.
Yeah.
And so we were able to explain why there's a difference. And so then people understand. And so same with our simulator now in SimC, it'll be nice because we'll be able to be like, well, wait, if Moonkin on our site are doing significantly more damage than Moonkin on SimC, what's going on?
Mm-hmm, right.
And so that'll be nice for the community that when both simulators match, people will have even more trust that it's done correctly, right? Because how did two people independently mess it up in the same way?
Very carefully.
You'd be surprised.
Very carefully. It's orchestrated. It's orchestrated. So, yeah. So we're excited. It'll be fun. And we've been talking with a lot of them. And, you know, we're all just nerds. So we all just have fun doing stuff together.
Yep. I think at the end of the day, that's like so much of what this mm-hmm. is about. We're all just like, the fact that we're even having this conversation right now.
like you step back and you think, why? Like, sometimes I'm like, why would you ever get mad? We're all making silly little tools for a silly game we play.
Like, exactly.
When you put it in perspective,
I know.
Life is not that serious.
I think that right there is like why my wife gave up on just like, she's like, fine. Just fine. Just do it.
That's awesome.
So kind of maybe back in a different direction again, I feel like up through, even through Pandaria, very largely, a lot of what we did was super all about the gear and all about the optimization and the reforging and all that. And I kind of through Warlords, it felt like, you know, I know you guys are able to do the gear focus stuff, you know, the optimizing and the best in slot and all that. But it felt like, maybe this is my personal experience, but it felt like it was a little less important just because gear was just such a pain in the butt to get at that point. So, you know, for me, until we actually started funneling gear to me specifically, I just wasn't getting a lot of what I was hoping for. So, I don't know. What do you feel like maybe, there's anything new with where you're headed with the sim
actually,
stuff that's.
Yeah, and that's actually interesting because, right, so when reforging went away, and at the same time, I feel like they hit the gear experience with too many, I don't want to say nerf bats because that's not what they did, but they were correct in, I feel like, in their opinion that, you know, with all the reforging, when you get a new piece of gear, it was like, oh, man, like, I can't equip this, and it's a chore, and I have to just do, like, I don't just reforge that piece of gear. I have to reforge eight pieces of gear to balance my hit cap or whatever.
Well, and you guys were able to create, you know, a whole add-on, a whole tire.
A whole
of,
thing around
you know,
that.
Whole,
I know.
Yeah, this, it was, this entire experience was based upon what am I supposed to be doing with all of these, you know, 15, 16 pieces of gear, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, what's funny is when we wrote the algorithm to guarantee the single best solution, we found that most characters had a few quadrillion or quintillion relevant combinations of just gems and chants and reforges for the gear you had equipped. This doesn't count any other gear in your bag.
Jeez.
Just that alone. And because it was all the caps, right? Because if you have a cap, there's just so many combinations. And so to make sure that we could guarantee that we got you the single bet solution, we took like the last 500,000 loaded characters into our website and ran them through like not an algorithm, which like tries to take shortcuts and be smart. Mm-hmm. We ran it through like a brute force method that actually looked at every single combination rather than like weeding them out. That took like a week to run. but it worked. But it was funny because we were just like, dear God. So when Blizzard made that announcement, like even though we were like, oh, well, reforging is gone. At the same time, we're like, well, as players, yeah, you did the right thing. But I feel like at the same time, they made gear too simplistic. Like I felt like gear wasn't more exciting to get. Do you agree mm-hmm. with that? Like,
I definitely agree. I feel like all of Warlords to me.
Yeah, I wasn't excited for the gear.
Kind of turned into more of this experience of like, I love playing with my friends, and that's what a lot of it was about. It was way less about, you know, getting that 4-set bonus and
right.
So you know,
so yeah, but so.
It's just it's the evolution of the game in general, I guess. I don't know. But it's, yeah, it's a lot of, I don't know. It's kind of, what do we do, you know?
Yeah. But I also, like, feel for Blizzard. Like, can you imagine you're, like, trying to fix this one problem, and you have one chance every couple of years to introduce a system to fix it, and you're stuck with it. They can only make minor changes to it once they re- you know, they're not going to revamp the entire gear system in the middle of an expansion.
Right.
And so, you know, they're always trying to learn. And can you just imagine the pressure on trying to get that right? And, you know, like, how do they know how we're all going to, like, feel and react to
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's still, I was talking to a buddy the other day who's still like, can I have reforging back, please? Because, you know, and part of me is like, yeah, totally. I agree. You know,
but it's, you know, yep. You know what I think? I think, and we were in a unique position to know this, and we didn't really express this to Blizzard. I don't know if we did, if they would have listened or not. Not, you know, not that they would have dismissed us, but understood where we were coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like all they had to do was get rid of caps, including the haste cap, and reforging would be okay, because then you don't even necessarily need something. Like, Mr. Robot's very helpful, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just reforge and you say, well, I know there's no caps, which means I always take my worst stat and I reforge it into my best stat. Like, it's that simple that you don't need an add-on or anything to tell you what to do. You just go to the reforging guy and you're like, then you're excited because you can take this crappy piece and make it better.
Well, you get right? rid of hidden expertise along
right,
with that.
Exactly.
And then I'm in.
Yeah, right, because the problem, you know? Exactly, and getting rid of hidden expertise, we were like, we fought for, I think, a year against the community about hit caps.
Mm-hmm.
We were like,
oh, where 7.49 is okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys.
Like, if you were, and people would freak out. Mr. Robot's wrongly recommending it. We're like, actually, if you simulate it, the 7.49 in your case is better. No.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So I agree with getting rid of those. Get rid of those. And get rid of the caps, like the soft haste caps and stuff that they have, which I've tried to get rid of. And I feel like reforging would be great.
Mm.
Because then you take out all the complicated stuff, right? And you're not switching gems out. Because remember, you always had to switch gems to reach these stupid caps?
Well,
and so they took the gems off the gear too, right?
I'd go and hit up the add-on. It would be like, okay, here's what you need to do. Now you need
spend
to
500
swap,
gold.
Yeah, you need to, and it was great that the robot add-on automated the whole process. But it was like, okay, you need to switch these gems, you need to switch these enchants, and you got to do this. And now, you know, but that at least, like, it didn't feel like a gold sink to me. It was fine. It was what it was. But then it turned into the situation where we're at now, where we're like, it feels bad when you get a piece of gear and you just got haste on it, and you're, you know, whatever class you're playing, and haste means literally nothing to you. And like, you're like, oh, okay, well,
you can't fix
I guess
it.
Statistically it's better, but okay, right. What am I going to do? I guess I'll transmog it, you know, I don't.
Exactly. Now we can't put on new gear because it doesn't match our outfit.
Right.
But it doesn't, like, it just doesn't matter anymore. And I'm kind of like, huh?
No. I think, yeah, so I think they went too far with it. And like I said, right, like, if those caps are gone, you don't need to even replace gems. It's like, hey, I don't have to ever, like, once I gem and reforge my new item, I never have to touch it again, right, if these things were changed. Mm-hmm. Whereas instead they, like, took that away too, and I feel like that was probably a little too far. But for Legion, I'm kind of excited because it feels like they're adding a little bit more complexity, mm-hmm, not to the extent that we're, you know, just talking about, but the gear does feel like there's going to be more choices. And I actually think one of the big changes to keep an eye on that'll affect our behavior is, have you watched the interviews where they're talking about they really, really want teams to use personal loot and not master loot?
I want to use personal loot.
So do I, because yeah, I'm the master looter and I'm lazy.
Yeah, we actually like master loot. Well, you know, we wrote an add-on for it, but because then we can find the best item for each person, because we optimize it. For anyone who wants to try it, it's RoboConsole. Or no, we might have, I think we call it the Team Optimizer now. It used to be called RoboConsole. Anyway.
Is that going to be relevant? I guess
Cyborg, yeah, is going to be relevant still? Maybe. And we're going to watch it and adjust it. Like, if personal loot becomes a thing, maybe we'll work something in, like, who you should trade your loot to. Because for anyone who hasn't followed, they're pushing personal loot. They aren't going to force it. They're pushing it. Mm-hmm. And when they say pushing it, I have a feeling what they're going to try to do, and don't anybody quote me on this, I have no idea if this is what they're trying to do, but this is my guess. In order to encourage people to use it, I'm wondering if they're going to make the drop rate slightly better if you do personal loot than group loot. Because you know how people like have their conspiracy theories that one's better than the other, and it's probably not true.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're actually going to make that true. And then I don't know if like loot roll protection is going to factor in if you have personal loot, but you know, it doesn't factor in if you have group loot, really, right? It only factors in for bonus rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So if they do make it more attractive, if people switch to it, they're making it so that equal or lower item levels of something that you have equipped are tradable. You don't have to trade it, but you can. And so I think now what'll be interesting is that we're all going to have a lot more gear that'll be potential side grades or upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're going to have more choices. Whereas, you know, right now with group loot, you don't want to take it if somebody else needs it, right? Even if it's a minor upgrade. Whereas I feel like with personal loot, people might be like, well, it's mine first. I don't have to trade it or feel guilty for not trading it. If I want it. I don't know.
I hope that enough raid teams out there are, I want to say they're like ours, but ours is awesome. We're like, if somebody else, like, people fight over, like, who's going to give it to somebody else.
Who's going
to,
yeah.
Yeah, we've got, dude, one of our guys on our team has, he never got the weapon he needed this entire expansion, ever. And it finally dropped, and the enhancement shaman also needed it, and it was like, he was like, yeah, man, you go ahead and take it. And I'm just like, yeah, that's, first off.
I always end up giving away loot, too, because I'm like, oh, but I want you to be happy.
I know. I'm like, okay, dude, you're making everybody look bad here. Can you stop?
Yeah, right. Because like, oh, give me it. He's like,
so I'm sure as heck not giving anybody mine.
I think the last thing I remember being really excited for that there was like no way I'd give up to somebody were when I used to play a hunter, which was way back in the day. Those two fist weapons that dropped, that turned you into a tiger, that dropped a Zul'Gurub, I think.
Oh, man, yeah.
You remember those?
I do. Holy.
I managed to get a pair and was so excited and wore those things forever. I don't remember being that excited about gear since then. I'm sorry, Blizzard, please again, don't. I am excited for the artifact weapons, and that's another thing that I'm interested in watching how it plays out. Like, you know, part of me wonders, you know, normally the weapon, like you just said, the weapon upgrade is the most exciting thing. And so are these artifact weapons going to be a good thing because it takes that stress away? Because if you don't have a good weapon, it has a serious impact on your DPS. Like, because those weapons, like just in general, weapon is such a big upgrade. Like, it makes such a bigger impact than upgrading a chest piece. So I don't know if that's going to help and make everybody a little bit happier, or if it's going to end up taking away that like exciting upgrade drop feeling, because you're like, well, whatever, as long as I keep upgrading my weapon, the rest of the gear is just okay. So I don't know which way it's going to go. So we'll have to see how that plays out. I haven't leveled up enough and played enough in like a real raid experience in Legion's beta to see how I personally feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that I don't know if you guys have thoughts on that though, but
not really. I mean, I've definitely done some stuff in the beta, but it wasn't huge, life altering mm-hmm. anything. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Daryl has a lot to contribute in the beta.
In talk. The beta? No, I haven't. I haven't played it very much. I went in and tried the Destruction Warlock when they finally got that spec in, but it was the same day there was a major bug in the beta where the phasing, it was the phasing issue where the mobs you were attacking would phase in and out.
Oh, yes.
And it was such a downer because I was waiting and waiting. Destruction Warlock was like the last or second last spec to get in there. And it just, mm-hmm. I couldn't play it. And I haven't really looked at it since. So I want to.
Yeah, I played a little bit in the very early alpha and ran into a bunch of problems and then picked it up again, I think, in the beta. But just like now, like once the beta came out, like, and we were working on the simulator, I'm like, all right, let me make a level 110 PvP character and test out if this feral swipe ability scales with crit or not. You know,
like, well, that's a lot of what I did. I don't, like the leveling experience is going to be there. Lord knows I'm going to level a lot.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Seriously, I think I just hit 21 or 22 level 100s this week, and
nice.
Maybe 20. I don't know. I lost count, but you know, I'm gonna level. That's not even the thing. Like what I want out of the beta is to kind of just get in and look at a max level character and see how that feels, and run some old raids, and you know, kind of get a feel for like what does Demon Hunter tanking feel like at 110, you know, that kind of stuff. And
right.
And so I'm not too concerned about how does it feel during leveling, because we're all going to run through that, you know.
Right.
We're just going to do it. We're going to haul through it. Do the zones look good? Yeah. Cool. Right on.
Right.
But is there something to do after all that's done? That's what I think what I'm focused on.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for, in their latest interview, you know, they kept pushing this whole we want an expansion every year thing. And I kept thinking to myself,
No, stop.
Like, I don't know if you can, because if you want to see how people react to a change, you have to wait, say, 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then if you start it, you can't build an expansion in 6 months. Like, I mean, I don't know how building these things go, but I can't imagine, you, even if you have all the art ready, that you can't just plop in and build the rest of the expansion in 6 months. So I like that they realize this and that they're like, we're just going to focus more on, you know, you have the underlying system. We'll just have more content and then, you know, we'll just keep a regular pace of expansions. And I'm like, okay, cool. Because I feel like the expansion we just had, Warlords, was like this in between where they were trying to like really get the feel of, can we get it out fast? And they just were like, you know what? No, we've tried.
Well, if I learned anything from Blizzard over the past, you know, couple of years with Heroes and Hearthstone and mm-hmm. Diablo and Overwatch now, it's definitely that I don't want a new expansion every year.
Oh, yeah, right? Because now I have so many good games.
Well, yeah, exactly. I got a lot going on, man. I do not need a brand new expansion every year.
No, you're right. You're right.
I just don't. I got plenty to keep me busy, and a new expansion that quickly would probably drive players to that frustrated feeling where you're just obligated, you know, like, God, now I have to raid again. You know, like, and
right.
we just don't want to do that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. And you're right. That's a good way to look at it. It's like, yeah, sometimes we complain about being bored, but you know, you don't know what you're missing until it's gone, so absence yeah. makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Right.
Look how excited I am to start raiding again. Why? Because I'm on a break.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we've kind of actively taken a break from Hellfire, and it's only been, what, 3 weeks, a month?
Something
maybe?
Like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Daryl and I are already messaging each other during the day, hey, we should go in and raid this week. let's tell everybody, Friday, we're going.
Let's do it.
I changed the topic in our group chat to say we're going back, but no one's said anything yet, so I don't know if anyone's noticed or they're all just excited as well and are just waiting for Friday now. I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, after they hear this, they'll know. They'll know.
They'll figure it out, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
Remember the days when you used to have spam for people?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, God.
pass on that. Daryl, I know you, you had a couple of other questions, though. I know that were, I don't know if you had covered those yet or not. Or
well, yeah, this is back to the simulator, but the SimC episode, the reason I wanted to have that one was because I'd never used the simulator before, and I kind of wanted a bit of an understanding on how it works, and I'll admit it was overwhelming because it seemed like such a powerful tool and everything. But so that's kind of my background on these simulators, and I still haven't used SimC. Mm-hmm. Like I still haven't gone to use it. So I'm a total noob on how all these work, and I have a bit of a background now from that episode. But how would someone like me use the Ask Mr. Robot one?
Good question. So we're focused on making it super easy while being like ridiculously powerful. And so right now you have to go to the simulator and you can just load your character. If you only have a live account for Warlords and you don't have beta access or a character on the PTR, you can just load your character from the armory. And on our interface, you can change it to 110 and equip an artifact weapon and equip new gear if you want all of the Legion gears in there. And you click the simulate button. We have everything else like defaulted and set up. Now you can play with it and change it if you want, but the idea is just like in our optimizer, we've got the default stat weights. Mm-hmm. If you don't want to change anything, those stat weights are not going to make you a bad player. They're there and they're going to make you pretty good. It might not be perfectly min-maxed, but it's, right. You know, a good start. And so that's what the simulator is going to be set up for. It's not right now because the default rotations are just first passes. But, you know, by Legion, we'll have really good ones out there. And so it will be, you push a button. And so what we're envisioning is you'll come to your character page on our website. So like right now you load your character and it's all the optimizer stuff.
Right.
So it'll be the same thing, except we're going to be like, oh, there's like two buttons. You can optimize or look at gear, or you can simulate. And if you push that simulate button, we'll just run the simulation for you. And if you want to play with settings, you can. And if you don't want to, you're like, okay, great. I'll take your defaults. And so it'll be that easy. And then you can like find out how much damage you should be doing on a particular boss or your potential damage. Or maybe we can do things like, you know, show like what the difference might be from a simulator compared to logs. Like, you know, you're probably going to do 5% less on logs than a simulator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're trying to make it super, super easy, and it's all on the web. You know, like I said, you can download a client once we have it ready, but most of us who just want some easy answers, our servers can handle that. So you'll click simulate. Or maybe you're like, hey, I want to know something simple. I want to know if I should use talent A or talent B. Right now you select talent A and you run a simulation, and then you select talent B and run a simulation. You know, time's an issue, but maybe we could automatically let you pick both and we'll click one button and we'll compare them for you. Right. I mean, that could be a possibility. So we're really focused on making it super easy to answer like the most common questions people have, you know, what trinket should I equip? Mm-hmm. All right. Click a button and we'll tell you. Like right. That easy. Yeah. And then if you want to get bogged down with, you know, super hardcore details, like we have anticipation logic that you can customize, you can. But you know, people like you and me probably won't ever do that. don't tell a developer I just said that. I'm going to use his defaults. I trust him. Okay.
So it uses.
Yeah, but we did try to. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so it uses the gear that I have equipped then because I'm loading my character?
Right.
Okay.
Correct. Yep. And so it'll use everything about your character, like, you know, whatever artifact weapon you have equipped. If you only have four of the little artifact bubbles filled in, I'm sure there's a real name for these. I call them artifact bubbles. Mm-hmm. We'll just use those four. Talents, gear, every single thing about your character is what goes into the simulator. Now you can manually change it. Like you can say, oh, but what if I got, you know, this headpiece or said bonus and run it again. So you can easily test things out. Just like, you know, you can equip different gear right now on our website. You'll be able to do that and then run a simulation again. Yeah. So we're trying to make it super easy.
So
right now you still have to go to the simulator and like, you know, load your character and stuff. But once we get the whole website integrated, it'll be super, super easy.
So under the buff section, is there a bourbon buff that I can use to simulate that?
Actually,
it's a real thing.
It's not called the Bourbon Buff, but we should. So we actually have several things built in to mimic humans that you can configure. So maybe we can put in the Bourbon Buff for you so you can pick it. Nice. So the first thing that we did that's actually different is we have what we're calling anticipation logic. And what that really means is, like, you know, your global cooldown is going to come up, right? But a good player makes a decision before that global cooldown is ready. And, you know, you're like a half a second beforehand, right? You're like, oh, well, I have to figure out what I'm using next. And then you push the button ahead of time because the game kind of cues it, right? Mm-hmm. And so what SimC does is once that global cooldown's done, then it makes a decision at the exact time the global cooldown's done. So say a trinket procs 50 milliseconds before the global cooldown's ready. It knows that trinket procced and it knows to use your good spell, right? Mm-hmm. So what we did is we gave you the option to use the anticipation and say, you know what, I think I'm going to make a decision 300 milliseconds ahead of time, or in the bourbon case, 2 seconds before the global cooldown.
Or after. And,
or after. And, right, yes. Most. Come on, there's some of us who do make decisions after the global cooldown, which you can also configure. Anyway, so at 300 milliseconds, we make the decision, and then we execute it when the global cooldown's ready. So if that trinket proc shows up, the simulator's like, don't care, didn't know about it, I'm using crappy spell B. And then now that the global cooldown happened and we use crappy spell B, the simulator's like, hey, I have this trinket proc. And then the next decision, it's like, okay, well, cool, now I can use my good spell because I knew about that. And so we're trying to mimic humans as much as possible. And right now I think we default it to a random interval between 250 and 350 milliseconds, but you can change that. You could, you know. Right. And then we also
there's
have
like a bourbon slider.
Yeah. Well, here's where I think the bourbon's going to come in. We have a key press leg. And let me double check with our developer that I get this right. Hey, Peter. We're talking about the bourbon decision-making leg. You know, you're drinking a little bit, you're a little slow to push some buttons when you're using your, you know, in-game. Is the key press leg, would that accommodate the slow alcohol reaction time? It would help, okay. Is that basically between, is the key press leg the difference between making a decision and pressing the button? It is not. I'm getting the explanation, guys, live on the show. Uh-huh. Okay. So if you want to hit a bunch of abilities like at the same time, like
so
like,
if you have something macroed and it uses multiple abilities, yeah.
Right. So a macro you would say zero.
Okay.
If you don't,
because that doesn't
macro,
account for human error or whatever.
Right, because the macro does it instantly. But if you're not using the macros, then you can put the key press like
if you're not using a macro, you could probably go back to like episode one.
Yeah. Start from there and listen to all 4 years.
There you go.
Yeah, so we're trying to build a whole bunch of things in because, you know, like you see these arguments like, oh, well, I don't play like a robot. Okay, we'll make you not play like a robot. So we're really trying to mimic it as much as, even though it's asked Mr. Robot how to play, he's going to mimic a human.
That's awesome.
Instead of a human mimicking him. Now, what's interesting, though, is we'll know or have at least some evidence that we got the simulator right if the top ranked people, based on logs, beat the simulators. Because the simulator's averaging it out over, you know, 1,000 iterations. And any single iteration, like for Outlaw Rogues, can go up or down by like 30 or 40,000. They're like super volatile.
Oh, that's
most
a really...
of us, yeah. Okay. Most of us aren't that volatile. Most of us will be like 5,000 or something. Standard deviation. I'm sure I'm quoting something wrong. But anyway, so we'll know we got the simulator right if the top logs actually beat the simulator. Within the margin of error.
Then that makes me like, okay, with the way the Outlaw Rogue is designed, like how hard is that for you guys now?
That was actually roll the bones.
Yeah.
That
holy
was actually
crap.
So again, we ended up being in a unique position because of what we do to like really understand how that buff is really working.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you have 6 different buffs and you have a chance to get one, a chance to get like all 6 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to calculate out all the different combinations and what percentage you might get 1, 2, 3, or 3 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was fun. But what's actually funny about Outlaw Rogues because of that buff, and there's so much extra things you have to do with that buff, the simulator definitely runs a little slower for Outlaw Roads.
No one's going to play Outlaw anyways. I'm just going to say that right now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with it. Like, people are probably going to, like, people are probably going to get so frustrated because the swings, like, right now we're seeing swings. Again, keep in mind our rotation's not optimized, so these numbers might not be final, but we'll see swings between like 100,000 and 160,000 right now. Jeez. And these are legitimate swings. Like, there's not a bug in the simulator. This is how much it'll change just because that, like, there's one buff that's really good that gives you like a ton of crit, and then there's buffs that kind of suck really hard. And it's all a matter of if you get it or not. And you know, I'm looking through the logs because in our simulator you can do two types of reports. One is, you know, do like 1,000 iterations or whatever to get a good margin of error. And then the other just does one iteration, but it gives you a log. And so you basically, it's like looking through a combat log. And there's some of them where like all you get are the bad buffs. Like you go a whole run without ever getting a good buff. And it's like, oh, this is painful.
Oh, man.
Right? And that's how it's going to play out. Oh, it's so painful.
Yeah, I don't know, Daryl, if you're familiar with it or not, it's an ability called Roll the Bones that you can spend combo points on. And the more you, it's like all these dice pop up and roll around you, and it gives you a random buff, basically, depending on what dice you get. And if you can get any combination of things where you could roll, you know, you could roll these dice and you could actually get
three of the buffs.
Yeah, several of the buffs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of them are like pretty amazing, you know, great pace, you know, and some are just like frustrating. So I think that's gonna remain to be seen as to how that plays out and how popular it is. But I don't know if it's just a matter of you know when those buffs pop up. How would you even randomize that?
So we ended up doing like. We had to do two levels of, I don't know if obfuscation is the right word, but it's like first we like basically roll a random number in the simulator to determine what numbers you rolled or something. And then we take that and do another roll to find out what buffs you actually get or something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
So every time that happens, we have to like basically do like several different things to make sure we randomly and accurately choose which buffs you get.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm glad it's you guys and not me.
Right? Yeah, exactly. That was a while. That was every time there's an expansion, there's a Mr. Robot Breaker. And like, what was that, Peter, what was that trinket that we called the Mr. Robot Breaker an expansion or two ago? Rune of Reorigination. Yes.
The Scooby-Doo one. Yeah.
Yes. Ruh-roh. I tweeted them and we're like, can you just rename this the Mr. Robot Breaker? Because that took like days of coding just for the one trinket.
Wow. Did you guys? But come rough. On, man.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Roll the Bones. Like, we got it implemented, but I know that was like, what? Because then, you know, like, just like the Rune of Reorigination, what was happening is it slowed down the optimizer so much that we had to like really get smart about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had to do this with Roll the Bones too. We had to get super smart, or it was like the simulator would have just choked.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Blizzard.
Have you seen run into anything so far with Legion that has been the besides like Roll the Bones? Has there been any gear, or any weird stuff, or any mechanics, or anything that's just thrown you guys for a loop?
Yeah, so that's actually an interesting question. You know, we were talking a little bit before about gear and trying to make it more exciting. So they have all those legendaries, and there's a lot of really good legendaries for people. And so to start, you're only going to be able to have one legendary equipped. And then I think there's a trinket, or there was some item we found in the game that lets you equip two legendaries. So now you're going to have that trinket equipped, and then you can have two legendaries. And then Blizzard has said as the game progresses, they're going to let you equip more. So,
and they're going to allow them straight up from race to world first, whatever they're calling it. They're going to be allowed right away. Huh?
Oh yeah, I don't know. Are they?
Yeah, I think.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah, the last I heard, those legendaries will be permitted.
Cool. Wow. Yeah, and they're pretty cool, and they all have interesting procs and stuff. And so, you know, for the simulator. And actually, it turns out, you know, we didn't know that's what was going to happen, right? But now we're very glad we have the simulator, because otherwise ranking them would be really hard with just stat weights. And so now with the simulator, we're actually going to be able to say, okay, we know this proc. Or even if we can't generalize it across for everybody, we could say things like, hey, you have access to two, like let's say you have two different legendaries and they drop. Because they said right now you're not going to be able to target getting a specific one. But later, they did say they want you to be able to target it. So you basically aren't going to be able to say, I want this one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So at first, you can't say, I want this one. So it'll be like, whatever you have. But then let's say you have two. The idea is you can simulate the two and find out which one's best for you. If we can't generalize it across for everybody and get the answer, you'll at least be able to simulate it and figure it out.
Awesome. I feel like I'm not going to get any, but I don't know.
I know, right? Although what I do like about it is that they're letting it drop from, like, everything. And so I think that's kind of cool, because then they're rewarding players who put the time in. I usually don't play the game as much as I'd like, and so I don't get to put in as much time. But then it's nice that people who put in more time will have more options to get it, rather than putting in a lot of time and doing cool stuff and then being like, oh, it only drops in raids.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's cool that they're letting you do it in, like, what, dungeons and raids, and they said world drops, I think, too. So, and I don't know if that means world bosses or if that means just random mobs too. I mean, a super low chance on a random mob is still a chance.
Well, I love to hear that. I feel like Warlords told me otherwise and said, no, you will not get your gear ever. It doesn't matter. But I am excited. I played around enough in beta, and it's where I'm pretty hyped about what we have to look forward to.
Yeah, I think they're making some good decisions. And again, it's one of those things, right? Like, how's it going to play out? Like, people, like, I loved my garrison at the beginning, but then found I didn't use it as much later on. And I don't know what they've said about garrisons for this expansion. I haven't heard anything, which means I assume they're not putting anything new in, but I could be wrong. Nobody quote me on that. But you know, it's just interesting how, like, we change and adapt over time. Like, I loved it, and then it's like, oh, I don't know, whatever. And so I think they're making a lot of really nice decisions so far for Legion. We'll just have to, like, wait and see how we all end up using it.
Was there anything, you had a few things filled in here. Was there anything that you wanted to go over that maybe we had skipped, or?
No, I think we covered a lot. This was a lot of fun.
I think we talked a little bit differently about it than I even thought we were
going
to.
Yeah, same here. But
yeah, exactly. I
think we always do that, and it's always kind of good. We go off the rails a little bit, and, you know. Awesome.
So I have one last. So you said all the DPS specs are in there now?
Mm-hmm.
And that was as of, because I was in there at about noon today, and there was only four or five.
It was at like 3 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Yep. So I can go in there.
So all DPS specs are in there with basic rotations. If something seems wrong, that probably means there's something wrong. So hit us up, people, if something's not quite right. And we're changing everything. Like, you know, we're updating it within an hour kind of a thing. So that's the other thing, is the system makes it really flexible so we can update things quickly.
Cool.
So, yeah. So all DPS specs, and then we hope Tinks and Healers in July. So, yes. Yeah,
I'm super excited about the tanking stuff, since that's really just what I've been into since for a while now. So,
Yeah, and the only other thing to note, we were talking about legendaries and stuff. So all of the gear for Legion is in the simulator, but any of the special procs from like trinkets, set bonuses, and legendaries are not coded in yet. We have to manually add that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be doing that over the next couple of weeks. So if you put one of those on and you're trying to test something and it's like, it makes no difference. No, we haven't implemented yet. So you're going to want to wait a couple weeks for those things.
Well, and to be fair, it's still in closed beta. So, you know, I don't think people can expect to have everything at their fingertips quite yet. So.
Oh, and I guess there's one thing I'd like to say. So we talked about the boss scripts. So, you know, we have our hands full with getting a bunch of stuff done, and, you know, we're putting in a lot of work for all these things. But if anyone wants to help get the boss scripts up sooner, anyone who ends up doing some of those raids, we don't need you to write them, but having kind of like somebody advise us, you know, who can be like, oh, well, when we were doing this boss, I found that, you know, it was every 60 seconds he switched phases or whatever. Like that kind of information. Mm-hmm. Or somebody who's got logs.
Do you go and watch the Fat Boss videos or anything like that?
Yeah, basically. So we'll be doing that, but then we have to have all of the
actual parses.
So from, with logs, yeah, or somebody who's going in ahead of time that can talk to us, and we can be like, cool, mm-hmm, we need to know the answer to these three things. So next time you raid, get us those answers. That would be awesome. Nice. Yeah, so that's one of the main things. Like everything else is ready for people to play with, and if something's wrong, it's a bug. The boss thing is really the big thing that we're still working on that we would love some extra eyeballs on.
All right. That's exciting though. It really is. Like on the whole.
Oh, super exciting.
We keep hearing little whispers and people saying that they think that that the pre-patch is going to be out a lot earlier than we're expecting.
Yeah, like I've been hearing the latest rumors have been July 19th, which I thought was much earlier than I was expecting. But, and I don't even know, I haven't looked at how early they launched the other ones, right, for the other expansions. But I could see them at least wanting to do it earlier, mm-hmm, if people are bored, right? Like, be like, hey, cool, we'll throw everybody a bone and here's some new content to play with. But yeah, I have no idea. And then I know some people who think it's sooner than that. I'm like, oh God, that's really soon. I mean, we'll be ready, but geez, like if it's sooner than that, you're talking like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard mid-July is the number that I keep hearing. Mm-hmm. I'm not holding my breath, and I really, really hope that, or I hope it is sooner than later. But, you know, one thing that they said, that develop interview last week was, or was it the summit? I don't know, but one thing that was said was that it's going to be kind of rolled out in tiers based upon how it's consumed and how it's received and you know, with kind of the Legion invasion stuff and the, you know, there's a little bit of the weird stuff that you can do. You know, I don't know. I don't want, for once, I'm not going to spoil anything. So, but there's a lot of stuff going on. And I think what they want to do is to see, you know, how it comes across and, you know, when exactly they're going to open up Demon Hunters. And you know, I think there's probably a lot of wiggle room in that, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's a good point, right? Like, are they holding out to on purpose to decide what that date should be based on different rollout strategies? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. We'll see. I guess like I said, I hope sooner than later. I would love to get in on Demon Hunters. I would love to.
Yeah. And everyone get used to like their new changes. Like, mm-hmm, you know, at least for me, it takes me a while to like learn the new changes and make it habitual again.
Well, pretty much every tanking class that I've played through on beta so far, none of them play really that much like they play right now. You know, there's some similarities and some core, you know, thing, the fundamentals of it, but a lot of them are just so much different than what we're used to that I think no matter what you're, maybe all the classes, I don't know, no matter what you're used to, you're going to be relearning a lot of things.
Exactly.
You know, there's definitely some homogenization, you know, when it comes to the secondary resource, and I feel like they really moved a lot of stuff to a builder spender style of play, you know, even with the enhancement shaman, the Ellie shaman, you're building your maelstrom and then you're spending it. And, you know, whether it's maelstrom or rage or pain or vengeance or runic power, whatever it is, it's kind of this weird balance of these abilities build it and these abilities spend it. And, you know, it's kind of, this just going to be a lot of kind of getting in and figuring things out from the ground up. So the more time we could have in the pre-patch for me, where we can go in and just stomp through hellfire or whatever it is, you know, I kind of feel
and
like
that's always fun too, right? I mean,
yeah,
it basically gives you a nerf in a sense to just stomp through it, have a little bit of last hurrah.
And then we also have a simulator to help us figure that out as well.
What? Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we totally do.
That's funny.
All right, so are we ready to wrap this up then?
I think so.
Sure, any last comments? Fun.
All right.
No, I'm good.
Okay. Well, you can send us an email at theshow@thetrainingdummies.com if you have anything to add to this topic or have questions about future topics. Or please feel free to leave us a voicemail or join our Discord server, and you can get the link to that over at thetrainingdummies.com.
Hit it! It seems fate has brought us together. You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob, what do you got for shoutouts?
Definitely V for coming on again. I feel like that we should just pull up a chair and just... She's practically a third chair here, almost. So.
Yeah, I like hanging out with you guys.
Yeah. And the guildies, even though things have been a little quieter lately, we still, I think everybody got on last week and was playing some Overwatch and some Heroes, and we're still keeping everything going, even though we may not be kicking Arkhamon's butt again every week. We're still in there doing it. So definitely a shout out to those guys and to Daryl's cat for giving us some peace and quiet this week.
Nice. Gotta mention the guild, of course. Had one job on the Earthen Ring server. It's getting easier to say, but still gotta think about it.
it's weird. But, yeah.
It definitely is weird. V as well, of course, for coming on the show this evening. And I want to give a special shout out to Yippee. This weekend, both Rob and I got a DM on Discord from Yippee telling us both how much he enjoyed the show. So it was really nice to see that, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much. V, do you have any shout outs this evening?
Yeah. Our developer and theory crafter. I'm like, oh, we released the simulator. They did all the work. I just get to the next videos. <That's> and funny. I get to hang out with you guys. Like, I have the good job. And although they'd argue, they probably would hate talking on Twitter and stuff. And then a shout out to all the people who have tweeted us that, what they like. Like, it's, it's just three of us. And so I turn around to our developer all the time and our theory crafter. And I'm like, guess what somebody said? Like, we love this stuff, right? We build this because we enjoy it. And so all of, everyone's positive tweets have been awesome. It makes it all worthwhile. So thank you.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about the simulator or any of Ask Mr. Robot's tools?
Sure. So you can hit us up at Ask Mr. Robot on Twitter. We have a Discord channel, but I guess there's not an easy, you don't say like askmrrobot.discord, that doesn't exist. So go to blog.askmrrobot.com and there's a simulator help link at the top. Click on that and you'll get a link to all the videos as well as our Discord channel. And so you can hit us up there too.
Wow. Okay. Let me try that again. That is it for episode 133 of The Training Dummies. You can find this one and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time,
it's advice you can trust.
Woo-woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo-woo!